Nebraska, Shelbina and Clarence, Shelbina Villa Life Care, Northeast Diesel, Airco Convenience Center, Pest Pro Solutions, all Shelbina. Joyce's Embroidery of Clarence, Cardwell Lumber Incorporated, Near Novelty, H&R Block and Macon, Kirksville, Vandalia, and Shelbina. Northeast Missouri Co-op of Edina and Shelbyville, Exchange Bank of Shelbyville, Cahokia, Lancaster, Queen City, Memphis, O'Loughlin Incorporated locations in Shelbina, Macon, Marks Lane, Knox County, R1 School District, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Clarence Hospital, Macon, and Science Strickers, your partner in growing better tomorrow. Coming up next, it is the Knox County Lady Eagles as they are the number two seed in this district. Follow and the Schuyler County Lady Tigers. We'll get you to the pregames. First up, it will be Schuyler County coach Thomas Kirkland catching up with Fox Sports. And then it'll be Kelsey Dorsey with the Knox County Lady Eagles. We're getting ready for second game here on our doubleheader on QuicksandCentralMoInfo.com.
Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina and Shelbyville focuses on delivering you the best service and best products, whether it's seed, chemicals, fertilizer, propane, or fuel from their Cartrell stations in Edina and Shelbyville. Northeast Missouri Co-op is also proud to support their communities as well as different groups and projects that benefit area citizens. Northeast Missouri's future is in the hands of our youth. That's why Northeast Missouri Co-op is a proud supporter of area schools and student activities. Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina and Shelbyville believes by investing in our youth now, the dividend is a brighter future for all.
Siding Strickers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or SidingStrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Whether it's screen print, heat press, transfer, window cling, or wall vinyl art, Joyce's Embroidery in downtown Clarence can fill your order. From special design shirts to personal bling, if you need it, Joyce's Embroidery can print it. And there's no setup fee or hidden charges for special design shirts from 1 to 1,000. Joyce's has a large inventory of shirts, jackets, and hats, as well as promotional items in stock to choose from. And Joyce's is your UPS drop-off spot. See more at joycesembroidery.com.
This is Joyce. Just remember, anything is possible at Joyce's Embroidery in downtown Clarence. Just ask.
We're joined pregame by Schuyler County coach Thomas Kirkland. Coach Kirkland, first off, what are you expecting against this Knox County team tonight?
I'm expecting a physical game, a game that's going to be a battle on the boards and down low. I mean, we match up against them on Thursday, and I'm hoping to see a pretty similar game that we've just had here a week ago.
And what are your girls going to need to do to make that happen?
We just need to execute in our half-court offense a little better. We had some key, turnovers and some situations where it really kept some points off the boards for us. And, we were back and forth. It was a close game all the way to that fourth quarter and a little fatigued after we played. That was our third night in a row and traveling on the road and things. And I think, we had a chance to rest and get our feet back underneath us. And I think it's puts us in a little better situation this week.
So how fresh are your girls coming into tonight?
I think about as fresh as we can be. Like I said previously, we hadn't been in the gym for over 2 weeks. We had almost a 10-day layoff in between games, and even we weren't allowed to practice during those times when school's not in session. So it really helped us just to get back in and kind of get a refocus after we played. Actually, we played 4 days in a row last week, so not playing Saturday night and getting a little weekend rest, I think we're ready to go.
And how was that transition getting back into that basketball mindset?
It was really well. I mean, the girls understood what the task was at hand and just seeing a former opponent, they were able to watch game film. They were able to translate that into some practice session, and that really helps when you're looking at this type of season, at the end of the season here.
That's Thomas Kirkland, coach. Thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
Imagine you've fallen, you're injured, and you can't move. How long is too long to wait for help to come? Now, pretend it's your mother who has fallen. All of a sudden, the situation demands immediate assistance. This is Kim Thompson. At the Shelbina Villa Life Care in Shelbina, we treat every resident's response call as though they are your mother. Our average response time to a call is only 9 seconds. Shelbina Villa Life Care in Shelbina, it's an option to assisted living facility, and it's the next best thing to home. View ShelbinaVilla.com.
That's the secret phone.
The what?
Remember, I told you my dad's a shelter agent. When that phone rings, he rushes out to save the day. Whether someone's home or car gets damaged, my dad is always there to help. He has the coolest job ever.
Well, my dad's an astronaut.
That's cool too, I guess.
Find your insurance superhero at shelterinsurance.com.
Ask Carly Croft about Shelter's auto, home, and life option.
We're joined at pregame by Knox County coach Kelsey Dorsey. Coach, you just recently matched up against this team. What went into that one? What are you looking to do tonight?
We ended up beating them. It was a tough first three quarters, and then we finally started getting our shots together, like looking at our score report on Huddle. Each quarter, our shooting percentage went up, and we ended up shooting about 71% in that fourth quarter. And so this game, we're just looking to kind of, instead of coming out flat, to come out strong. I mean, it's win or go home. So we've got to have that winner's mentality the entire time. And you can't take any team lightly. And I mean, you've seen March Madness, the playoffs, and any team can win. So you've just got to go out there, do the little things, and hope for the best.
And you talk about those little things. What's going to be required for your girls to get out to a hot start?
Just making layups, hustling after loose balls, cheering on the bench, making sure you're just focused on the game, boxing out, getting some rebounds. I mean, doing just those little things help you gain an advantage against the other team. And when you can sit there and get some offensive rebounds on your end, that's giving you more opportunities. And when you can get rebounds on the defensive end, it's limiting their chances of getting second opportunities to go up. So just hopefully we're able to, again, capitalize on the little things, capitalize on their mistakes, and come out with a win.
Who's going to need to come up big for you tonight?
I could see Sydney Miller. I mean, she's our spark plug on the team. When she's on, our team's on. And Riley Strange, too. She's a sophomore, but she's a dominating post player. I mean, when she's on her A game, she's hard to stop. I mean, she scored 21 points against a girl going Division I this season. Her name's Kennedy Flanagan. I don't know if you've heard of her, but she's going to end up going to Western Illinois. I mean, hopefully Savannah, too. Like, she's hit 8 3-pointers in a game for us before. So I feel like a lot of us are going to be on. And again, we're all just hoping for the best.
That's Kelsey Dorsey, head coach at Knox County. Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
All right. Thank you.
We asked Gina Fox, a resident at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina, if she would recommend Salt River Community Care.
Would I recommend Salt River Nursing Care to someone else? I certainly would. This is my third time to be at Salt River, and I've been happy all times, and I'm happy to be here now. So, yes, I would recommend it.
Another reason residents live life to the fullest at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina. View saltrivercommunitycare.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free when you text the word FAST to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text FAST to 797979. Text FAST to 797979.
Three Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. That would be the Knox County R1 School District. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, locations in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, and Memphis. Lancaster Lumber of Lancaster, Shelby County, or the Schuyler County R1 School District. Nehmer Telecom, Internet Service Provider, as well as Northeast Missouri Co-op of Edina and Shelbyville, Cardwell Lumber Incorporated near Novelty, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Boverly Area Community College in Boverly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, Samaritan Hospital of Macon, and Simon Strickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. And with the call of this Schuyler County and Knox County girls game, here is Austin Ward.
All right, we are here for a Schuyler County and Knox County girls matchup. As we prepare for tip-off here. As it will be for Schuyler County. And Knox County is Knox County wins the tip. Near side corner. As we are just underway in this one. As Knox County controls possession to start off this game. 30 seconds into this one. Knox County holding possession. Riley Strange has it. Gives to Sydney Miller. Sydney Miller puts the shot up, but she travels. Is this what is quickly underway? Just concluded over on Crest. Scotland County an upset. 7-2 upset. The boys. 10-point victory over Putnam County. As this one's stolen away in the backcourt by Knox County. 45 seconds into this one, still scoreless. Sydney Miller puts the shot up, fouled on the shot. First point of the night. Not just yet, Sydney Miller. This is the first free throw. Second free throw goes in for Sydney Miller. As Knox County inbound. They do successfully. Schuyler County, that is, on the inbound. Knox County with an early 1-0 lead. Shot is missed. And a rebounded there. By Knox County. Moss with the rebound. Over. Far side. Inside to Miller. Miller. Backs down. Tosses over now. Top of the key is Savannah Mock. Side. Over to Miller. Three-pointer taken and missed. Rebound Schuyler County. And this one goes out of bounds. Off of Knox County, so it'll stay with Schuyler. Inbound for Knox County. They do. Far side corner. Passes over. Top of the key to Marissa Buckaloo. And that three is made by Buckaloo. And they go up 3-1. Schuyler County does. This one over. Down in the post. Turnaround jump shot made by Knox County. That's Riley Strange. She's got 2 points, and the game is tied 3-3. And this one goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Schuyler County. 3-3 here. 5:54 to go first quarter. Inbound. Successful, but it goes off the hands of McKinley Ashelman. It goes out of bounds, so it goes back to Knox County. These two teams just recently played. It was closed all throughout here in the pregame, up to about the three quarters, and Knox County began pulling away. This one, inside to Miller. Three-point shot taken and missed. Aiden Mason with a shot. Knox County gets it back. Knox County over top of the key is Buckaloo. Three-point shot taken and missed. Nice free with the three. Now a jump ball call, and it'll go back to Schuyler County. Schuyler County to inbound. Does successfully. Tinley Robert. Now give over to Lindy Wynn. Back over right wing Roberts. Roberts dribbles. Now drive inside for Roberts. It's blocked, but picking it up is Schuyler County's Asherman, but her next shot is blocked as well. And Knox County gets it back. 3-all, 3 minutes into this contest. Driving inside is Mason. Over now, that pass broken up out of bounds by Asherman, but it stays with Knox County. Inbounding will be Mason. Far sideline. She does. Inside pass to Miller. It's broken up and picked up under the basket there by Tinley Roberts. Given the backcourt. Three apiece here in this one. Just over 3 minutes into the contest. Over. Now inside. Point is taken and fouled on the shot with McKinley Asherman. She'll go to the line for two. Throw from Ashley. Miss. Ashley. Second free throw. It missed. And it'll go sailing out of bounds. And possession will stay with Schuyler County. 3-all here. 4:26 to go in the first quarter. Schuyler County will inbound. They do to Buckaloo. Buckaloo takes the shot. Too strong. Rebounded by Knox County. Knox County. Heavy pressure up the court. Pass inside. It's a shot made by Riley Strange. She's got four of the team's 5 points tonight. Knox County goes up 5-3. The shot stripped away and stolen in the backcourt by Kinley Johnson. Now Knox County will slow things down. Dribbling over now. Miller gets it stripped away, but picked up by Strange, and she puts points in. She's got six of the team's 7 points tonight, and they lead 7-3. Timeout call. We're back in 30 seconds on Information Radio Clicks at CentralMoInfo.com.
Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina and Shelbyville focuses on delivering you the best service and best products, whether it's seed, chemicals, fertilizer, propane, or fuel from their Cartrell stations in Edina and Shelbyville. Northeast Missouri Co-op is also proud to support their communities as well as different groups and projects that benefit area citizens. Northeast Missouri's future is in the hands of our youth. That's why Northeast Missouri Co-op is a proud supporter of area schools and student activities. Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina and Shelbyville believes by investing in our youth now, the dividend is a brighter future for all.
Riley Strange has six of Knox County's 7 points so far tonight, and Knox County leads this one 7-3. And Schuyler gets it, and this one fought for on the ground, and eventually jump ball called. Possession arrow. Points back to Knox County. Now. Off has it. Top of the key, Miller. Miller now near side wing. Johnson. Johnson, near side wing. Now back, top of the key. Over across the court, at the corners, Tatum Mason. This one is stolen away by Kimberly Roberts and a foul call. Skyler County will inbound. They trail 7-3. Just over 3 minutes to go in this first quarter. Goes over top of the key. Now near side wing. To three. And a shot made. And a foul. That shot made by Kimberly Roberts. Full board error. He gave credit to the wrong team on the scoreboard. Should be 7-5. They've got it at 9-3. And now they pick on County score. The and one is good by Tinley Roberts. And now they fix it as it is 7-6. Knox County with the lead. 2:55 to go, first quarter. That's the court. For Knox County. Main line ball in a game for the Lady Eagles. Inside pass attempted. Picked up by Strange. Strange converts for two. Riley Strange has 8 points tonight of 9 Knox County points. And it's 9-6. Knox County with the lead. Schuyler County. Far side corner is Tinley Roberts. Now over in the corner. This shot taken at a push off gold. Foul will be called on Emma Clifford. And now they fix it. It was Marissa Buckaloo with the foul. Knox County will get the ball back. Up 9-6. Strange. Again, 2 points. Yes. Riley Strange already has 10 points tonight. And Knox County leads 11-6. Double team in the backcourt for the Lady Eagles. Fought through, but this one stolen away. Back to Sydney Miller. Miller looking for options. Three-pointer. And just missed it, but an offensive rebound by Strange. Put back good and a foul. An unbelievable shot by Riley Strange. Converts, and she's fouled. She took a hard tumble at the end as well. Riley Strange. Already tonight. She has scoreboard. Still has 11. Riley Strange should make that shot. Riley Strange, unbelievable start. 12 points. Excuse me. If I haven't transitioned from the last game very well. Still called it the fourth quarter. We're in the first. 13-6, Knox County. Riley Strange, 12 points. And now, checking in the game will be Kimberly Ashelman. And Riley Strange will go to the line for a chance to convert the end one. And she missed it off the left side of the rim. Skyler County brings it back up the court. Up the court now. To Jessica Feet in the game. And this one is a long two made. That was, looks like Kinley Roberts with the shot. And it's 13-8, Knox County. Over. Up, top of the key to Sydney Miller. Sydney Miller, open look for a three. Yes! Tatum Mason, her first points on the night, come on a three, and Knox County's up 16-8. Skyler, up the court. Heavy pressure shown by Knox County. Now an inside pass, nearly broken up by Strange, and this one will be a foul called on Riley Strange. She didn't agree with it. Can't blame her. And it'll put 19-3 at the line for two. All right, Riley Strange. Second foul, not good on the offensive department.
little too aggressive, and she'll take a seat. She has 12, not counting 16 points. Free throw by Preve is good. 16-10, Knox County lead. Just over a minute to go in this first quarter. Over to Sydney Miller, left wing, across the court to Mason. Now back to Mason. Now near side is line ball. Line ball gives to Sydney Miller. Miller thought about a three, instead gives back to Mason, left corner. Skip pass across, pretty risky pass, but Sydney Miller comes up with it. She'll try to put up a layup. It rolls on the ground and out of bounds. It'll go back to Schuyler County. County to inbound. 44.8 seconds left in this first quarter. 16-10, Knox County leads. As Schuyler County gives it right to Knox County. Sydney Miller, shot put up under the basket. Good. 18-10, Knox County leads. Just over 30 seconds to go in this first quarter. Now, up the court. Up, off the fingertips of a Schuyler County defender. Offender. And now Schuyler County still controls it. Ashelman driving inside the lane. Shot will be put up by Kinley Roberts. Missed it. 7 seconds to go for Knox County. Over. Now to Sydney Miller. Miller for three. Missed it. And that's how the first quarter will end. We head to the second quarter. Knox County lead 18-10. Back on Information Radio Clips at CentralMoInfo.com.
The significance of school is something that reaches beyond education. School is a place where young people learn, encourage each other, and grow into adults. That is why the Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of Knox County Schools in Edina are so proud of their students. These young adults support each other in sporting events, academics, and in their individual walks through life. Keep up the good work, students. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Knox County School in Edina are proud to support the students of Knox County.
Lancaster Lumber has the building supplies you need if you're building it yourself and for those fix-it-up projects that you need to get done. Thinking of a new garage or a pole barn? Lancaster Lumber has the right materials for you. Their pole barns are built to withstand all elements. For all your lumber needs and quality building supplies, visit Lancaster Lumber today or check them out online at lancasterlumber.com. Lancaster Lumber is a full-service hardware store and looks forward to helping you build.
Back at Schuyler County Middle School as Knox County leads this one over Schuyler 18-10. A huge first half for Riley Strange. She's got 12 points of Knox County's 18, but she does have two fouls. So we'll see what her minutes look like in this second quarter. Schuyler County starts with the ball. Three will be taken on right off the bat and missed. But an offensive rebound, put back missed as well. Another offensive rebound, and now this one goes out of bounds back to Knox County. Good job by McKinley Ashelman to get two offensive rebounds on that possession, but she couldn't finish either of them. Fourth, Miller, right wing. Skip pass over to Mason. Mason drives in, hesitates, now back down. Now back down with a Keenan line ball. Line ball, drives around, pass inside. Shot right on the basket is going to be put up, but instead an outlet pass and stepping out of bounds, there'll be Caitlin Campbell. And it will go back to Schuyler County. 7:26 to go this first half. 18-10, Knox County lead. Schuyler up the court. Over now, Dice team free. Free puts the shot up. Layup, no good. Offensive rebound, though, by Ashelman, and that one is good. Got two offensive boards on that last possession. Couldn't convert, but she did on this one. 18-12, Knox County leads. Knox with the ball. Line ball, near side wing. Pass to near side corner, but now back to line ball. Over, top of the key. Kuzmana Mock driving inside. Line ball takes the shot. Missed everything, way too strong. Rebound by Schuyler County. Schuyler County up the court.
sports. The district tournament host in Schuyler County, trailing 18-12 with 6:35 to go in the first half. Over now, near side corner is Dyson Freeb. Back, free throws line, jumper, no good by Ashman. And she got a little too much contact, hitting the deck on the rebound. Was Tatum Mason. They'll charge the foul to Ashman. Her first, team's fourth. Now over the line ball, far wing. Now back, top of the key to Moth. Moth over to Mason, and now near side wing to Savannah Moth. Savannah Moth dribbles to her left. Now she'll pass top of the key to Sydney Miller. 6 minutes to go in this first half. Miller will take a screen, drive all the way up the lane, miss everything. Offensive put back by... It was Caitlin Campbell with the putback. She missed it, though. Now Schuyler County, a chance to trim the steps. They trail 18-12, 5:50 to go first half. Driving inside. Now top of the key. Turn around, jump shot. Good. Nice shot by McKinley Asherman. She's got 4 points tonight. Schuyler County trails 18-14, 5:35 to go first quarter. Floaters put up and missed. But an offensive rebound. She gets it herself. Missed it again. And another offensive rebound. Now Mason for three. Missed everything on that possession. Savannah Mock. And an offensive rebound. Two looks at the basket but couldn't connect. 18-14. Knox County leads. Schuyler County with the ball. Far side wing is Emma Clifford. Now back near side. 19-3. Over backing up is Ashelman. Ashelman loses it and coming up with it is Sydney Miller. Knox County up 18-14, 5 minutes to go, first half. County to Miller. Now back over right corner, skip pass, clear over. Short corner is line ball. Now Mock drive is missed. Schuyler County gets the rebound. Knox County struggling to get anything going on the offensive side, but again, Riley Strange been on the bench for the entirety of the second quarter. She has 12 of the team's 18 points. She also has two fouls. She's been very limited in the second quarter. Inside. Host. Turnaround jumper by Ashelman. Missed. Rebound. Knox County. Line ball. Back up the court. The Mock. Mock will bring it up the court for the Lady Eagles. Over to line ball. Left wing. She dribbles with her right. Drives right. Now give. Over to Mock. Trying the backdoor cut with Tatum Mason. It didn't work. Over to line ball. Line ball now, top of the key, looking for options. Finds one in Mason. And now over to Mock. Mock outlets back out to Sydney Miller. 3:50 to go with this one. Mason has it. Left corner, now short corner is line ball. Line ball drives in. Nearly traveled, but it's stolen away anyways by Schuyler County. 3:40 to go with this first half. 18-14. Knox County lead. Schuyler County at the court. Schuyler County student section starting to get into it. Top of the key is 19-3. Now over near side corner and out of bounds. Going back Knox County's way. And now a timeout will be called. 30-second timeout. We'll take it as well. Back in 30 on Information Radio. Quick to CentralMoInfo.com.
The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Schuyler County R1 School District are proud of their students and all they've accomplished. The Schuyler County School District encourages its students and athletes to continue to follow their goals and study hard on the road to success. Students, the district supports you all the way. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, Staff, and Students of the Schuyler County R1 Schools encourages you to never lose focus and keep your determination strong.
First half, Knox County leading 18-14. And the teams just recently met. Knox County came away with that one. It was closed all throughout the first three quarters before Knox County pulled away in the fourth. Here it's 18-14. However, Riley Strange, the leading scorer for the Knox County Lady Eagles, still on the bench. She's been on the bench for the entirety of the second quarter because she has two fouls. Jump shot taken, but an offensive rebound, grabs it on her own and missed the putback to Kimley Thompson. All the way up the court and saving it right before it went out of bounds. 19-3. It's up for nothing. But It goes out of bounds once more, so back to Knox County. 3 minutes remain in the first half, 18-14. Knox County lead. Up, near side wing. Now back, down to the keys, Mock. Mock dribbles to her right, cuts back to her left, stops the free throw stripe. Over to Mason. Inside now to Miller. Miller, hook shot, no good. Cali County will bring it back up to the court. Left wing, Clifford. Now back. Top of the key, passing it around the perimeter. Art, Lady Eagles. And this one now stolen away by Knox County. Credit Kinley Johnson with a steal in the backcourt there. And quickly back up the court is Savannah Mock. Mock now over. Far side corner, Mason. Turnaround jumper for Sydney Miller. Good. 5 points for Sydney Miller. 20-14, Knox County lead. 2 minutes to go in this first half. Knox County up the court. Pass to half court strike. Park side wing is Buckaloo. And out on the perimeter for Schuyler County once again. For option. And now back to Buckaloo. Buckaloo for three. Can't connect. Rebound, Sydney Miller. Back up the court, Savannah Mock for the Lady Eagles. Now over, near side, corner for Mason. Inside to Sydney Miller. She has it right elbow. Double teams, back out to Mason, right corner. Now over, top of the key, Savannah Mock. Mock. Now, Mason thought about a three, instead passes inside. Pass deflected and stolen by Schuyler County, and they draw a foul. Foul charged. They call the foul on, as they will call it. On Kate Campbell, her first. Kate Smith. Still on the bench. She's been there the entirety of the second quarter, but they can work and keep a lead without her. Why risk it? If your head coach tells Dorsey travel calls, it'll go back to Knox County. Get bound as we have a minute and change left in this first half, 20-14, Knox County. Now inside. Jump shot taken and missed. By line ball, rebound by Schuyler County. Schuyler County up the court. Less than a minute to go in this first half, 20-14. Picks it up inside from the free throw line, Ashelman. Now a give out, driving up the lane, putting a shot up, and just missed it. Did everything but go in for Lindy Wynn. But now another offensive rebound, and a put back, no good. 30 seconds to go in this half, 20-14, Knox County. Over, far side wing, now inside to Miller. Miller, left corner, gets it stripped away by Schuyler County. Up the court, no one around Lindy Wynn, and she converts the layup. Her first points of the night, 15 seconds to go, 2016, Knox County. Up the court for the Lady Eagles. Mock brings it, and this one sails out of bounds. It'll go back to Schuyler County. They'll get one more shot before the end of this half. Less than 10 seconds remain in this first half. Schuyler County has the ball and trails by four. This shot blocked, but a foul called. McKinley Ashelman draws it. She'll go to the line for two shots. He'll call the foul on Tatum Mason, her first. 2 seconds left in the first half. Ashelman. Free throw is good for Ashelman. Ashelman, the leading scorer for this Schuyler County team, averages 12.1 points a game. He got five here tonight. Fourth on pace. He's an average. Now she missed that one off the heel, but gets her own rebound shot, put back up, no good, as time expires. We head to halftime. A close one. Knox County leads Schuyler County 20-17. We'll count up the numbers. Take a 2-minute break. and be back. Information Radio Clicks at CentralMoMentum.com.
The significance of school is something that reaches beyond education. School is a place where young people learn, encourage each other, and grow into adults. That is why the Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of Knox County Schools in Edina are so proud of their students. These young adults support each other in sporting events, academics, and in their individual walks through life. Keep up the good work, students. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Knox County School in Edina are proud to support the students of Knox County.
Lancaster Lumber has the building supplies you need if you're building it yourself and for those fix-it-up projects that you need to get done. Thinking of a new garage or a pole barn? Lancaster Lumber has the right materials for you. Their pole barns are built to withstand all elements. For all your lumber needs and quality building supplies, visit Lancaster Lumber today or check them out online at lancasterlumber.com. Lancaster Lumber is a full-service hardware store and looks forward to helping you build.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Nemer Telecom is building better broadband because they understand the need for internet technology today and in the future. Internet needs will only increase over time, and Nemer Telecom is prepared. When demand outgrows satellite and wireless internet supplies, Nemer Telecom is ready. How's 100 meg sound? That's their fastest speed now. Plus, their customers get unlimited data, a secure network, and bandwidth to stream video on many devices at the same time. Visit their website, www.nemer.net, and sign up today.
We are back here, 20-17. The Knox County boys already notching a win tonight, 52-45 in our first game here. And the Knox County girls lead at 20-17. Scotland County boys on the other side earlier picking up 7-2 upset on the boys' side. I was over there calling that game on Crest. It was a fun one, Scott Lindsay. Over there now calling it the boys' game as well. Let's look at halftime numbers for this one. Riley Strange leads all scores and leads her team with 12 points, but she did not play a single second of that second quarter due to two fouls in that first quarter, but they still hold a three-point lead without their leading scorer for an entire quarter. I'm sure Kelsey Dorsey will take it for the Lady Eagles. Sydney Miller, next on the team with 5. Tatum Mason has 3. For Schuyler County, Kinley Ashman and Tenley Roberts lead with 5 points apiece. Chris Buckley has 3. Wendy Witt and Dice Dean Free has 2. So far in this game, obviously a quick pace set by Riley Strange with those 12 first quarter points. Clearly, without her on the floor, the offensive production started to tumble just a bit without her on the courts. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making the Knox County, Schuyler County broadcast possible. Knox County, R1 School District, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, with locations in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Green City, Shelbyville, Atlanta. Lancaster Lumber of Lancaster, Schuyler County, R1 School District. Keeper Telecom Internet Service Provider, Northeast Missouri Co-op of Edina and Shelbyville. Cardwell Lumber Incorporated near Novelty. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Mobile Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville. Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Meriton Hospital of Macon and Side Sugars, the partner in growing. After tomorrow. We will take a quick break, come back in 2 minutes, look at what all else we have coming up on Regional Radio this week, what we've had tonight, and what you can expect for the remainder of the week. We're back in 2 minutes on Information Radio Quick. Information Radio Quick at CentralMoMentum.com.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out, Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7171 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 7171. Avant.com, code 7171.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
On Information Radio Quick, taking a look at what we have coming up for you later this week on Region Radio. We'll be all over the place, really, is tomorrow. Of course, this is all pending weather, as we've seen today, with four games at two different locations in this tournament. Also, the same could be said for the Australia tournament. Weather could change a lot. We've seen that all season. We're seeing it again here on District Week. But to be determined, of course, we could have a set of girls semis somewhere tomorrow. Currently set to have all four of the semifinals from the Schuyler County Tournament on Thursday. Bennett Camp will be down for that. Marshall and Moberly girls boys doubleheader on here on Quicks Thursday as well. Brad Boyer on the call. And potentially some Centralia semifinals as well on Thursday. Friday we'll have some district finals for you, where, again, to be determined depending on results. More district basketball for you Saturday as well. And again, to be determined based on area results. Truman, Nat Quincy for a doubleheader Saturday. That'll be here on Quicks as well. Brad Boyer on the call there. Mizzou will play Florida Saturday. And the Moberly Greyhounds at West Plains. That'll be also here on Information Radio Quicks. Pre-game at 6:50 on Saturday. Also, later this week, Cardinals baseball is back. The St. Louis Cardinals first spring training game against the Washington Nationals Sunday on Crest at 11:45. After looking at what's coming up this week, we've got a lot done already and plenty more to come. One of the busiest times of the year, District Week, it's always a lot of fun. This game has been a lot of fun. 20-17, Knox County lead. We'll be back, get you prepped for the second half here. We talk about what Schuyler County needs to do, what Knox County needs to do to hold off a Schuyler County run. We'll do that. We'll be back and get ready for the second half here, Knox County. Lead 20-17. We're back in 2 minutes on Information Radio Quick, CentralMoinfo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Question: do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with?
Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE, 844-91-BIBLE.
When your project calls for only the finest woods, trust Cardwell Lumber Incorporated near Novelty. Cardwell Lumber has many satisfied customers that will tell you about the fine kiln-dried lumber offered at competitive prices. Cardwell Lumber offers quality walnut, oak, and ash lumber at low prices with no middleman. White oak, red oak, and ash window and door trim, baseboard, and chair rail moldings are also made there. Also available is top-grade sheets of oak, cherry, walnut, hickory, and birch. For quality lumber, go to Cardwell Lumber Incorporated on Highway 15 near Novelty. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and also now offering hardwood flooring.
Ready to begin the second half here as Knox County leads Schuyler County 20-17. That story in the first half there was Riley Strange, and she didn't play an entire minute in that second quarter, but she's back in the game. For the Lady Eagles, she has 12 of the team's 20 points. And again, obviously, with that being said, also coming in that first quarter. Side pass was intended for Sydney Miller, broken up by Schuyler County. Fight for it on the ground. Miller comes up with it, rolls on the ground, and eventually picking it up is Tatum Mason. Now across the court and going out of bounds for Knox County. Schuyler will get it back. 20-17, Knox lead. 30 seconds into this second half. As they're working around the perimeter. On Schuyler County, driving inside. Lost control of it, lost the handle. It was Dice Game 3, but Miller comes up with it. Knox County, back up the court. Far side, corner is Tatum Mason. Now in to Sydney Miller, back out to Mason. Left corner, right corner, excuse me. Now back right wing, the line ball, over top of the key. Shot inside. Can she do it this half? Riley Strange is fouled. And we'll go to the line for two. Riley Strange, been on the varsity levels, her freshman year, now a starter her second year, just a sophomore. The first free throw is good. Coach says she's a dominating post player, has put up big numbers in games. Tonight is no exception. She converts the second as well. She's got 14 points. Average is 13 a game. And a foul call. On Sid Miller, her second. Team's first of the half. Schuyler inbound. Far sideline. They do successfully. 3-2. Press. Thrown on. By Knox County. Schuyler County fights through it. McKinsey Asselman finishes the 2 points. And it's a 3-point game, 22-19. Once again, Miller, near side corner. Dribbles to her right. Goes top of the key to line ball. Line ball now dribbles to her right. Cuts back to her left. Tries to drive inside, right at the center of the lane. Instead, outlet to Miller. Miller, turn around, jump shot. Off the heel of the rim, no good, but an offensive rebound. And now, response for three. Yes, it is. Tatum Mason for three. Her second three tonight. It's 25-19, Knox County. 2 minutes into the second quarter. Now, response from Knox County. No good. Two offensive rebounds, and eventually Ashman finishes. 9 points for McKinley Ashman. 25-21, Knox County. Shared buckets have these two teams. Now inside, in the paint, Strange triple team and fouled. Riley Strange goes to the line for two more. Already 14 points tonight. 194 rebounds. 20 games.
First free throw, good. 15 points for her.
She also put up a school record, 35 points.
She gets her 16th tonight.
Now, driving inside for Schuyler County. Win. Finding inside. Ashelman missed everything. Rebound by Strange. Knox slowed things down. Savannah Moss. Line ball for three. Missed it. Too short. But a rebound by Mason. Now back to Moss. Cindy Miller. Back to Mason. Inside to Strange. Strange shot up. And, of course, 2 points. 18 on the night. She didn't play in the entire second quarter. And a timeout called. We'll take this well. Knox County lead 29-21. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Back on Information Radio Quick, CentralMillenco.com.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Knox County lead. 3 minutes into the third quarter. Second half. But the other girls' game taking place over at Schuyler County High School. That one. Between South Shelby and Milan. Team come out of the timeout. Teams come out of the timeout. 5 minutes to go. The third quarter, 29-21. Schuyler County will start with possession. Schuyler breaks up the score. Now, over. Near side wing. Three. That shot, a three-pointer by three. It makes it 29-24. Over now. Top of the key. Near side. Get pass. Cross the court. The line ball. Line ball. Hesitates. Kicks it back out to Mock. Mock over left corner. Inside pass. Miller nearly broken up. But she backs up the post. Turn around. Hook shot. Good. 7 for Sydney Miller. 31-24, Knox County leads, 4:08 to go in this third quarter. Top of the key, driving inside, three-point shot taken, missed everything, hit off the backboard, rebound Strange. Back up the court is Savannah Moss. Moss across the timeline, now near side corner, inside to Cindy Miller. Back out to line ball, now to Strange. Strange throws it to Mason, right corner, inside to Strange, pass broken up, thrown away by 19-3. Schuyler County gets it back, trailing 31-24, 3:35 to go. Third quarter. This one now passed inside. This one deflected off the hand of Marissa Buckaloo, but it stays with Schuyler. They did call a jump ball on that one. Kimmy Johnson's back in the game for the Knox County Lady Eagles. Schuyler inbound. Reeves to inbound for Skylar. She does. Drive inside. Out. Three. Nope. Jumper right inside the three-point line. Was missed by Tinley Roberts. Rebound by Knox. 31-24. Knox leads 3:15. Third quarter. Off the fingertips. Cindy Miller nearly goes out of bounds, but she saves it last second. Now it will go out of bounds. But possession will stay with Knox County. 31-24. 3:11 to go. Knox County lead. Give. Near side. Now back. Top of the key. Over to Mason. Mason. Corner three. Six. Aiden Mason has 9 points tonight on three triples. And Knox County leads by 10, 34-24. 2:50 to go. Third quarter. This one. Spin around Buckaloo. Eventually, this one is now stripped away, stolen away by Strain. And Mock will slow things down across the half-court stripe for the Lady Eagles. Near side wing, Emily Johnson. Now back inside to Strain. Strain, good. 20 points for Riley Strain. And a timeout called. 36-24. Knox County lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Information Radio Quick, CentralMoInfo.com.
Siding Strippers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or SidingStrippers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Our other game over at the high school on Express right now between the Milan and South Shelby girls. Milan leads that one 37-21 at the half. Scott Lunty is calling that one over on Express. I was there earlier tonight for the Scotland County boys. They defeated the Deuce Seed in Putnam County by 10. But we're here. This is the 3-6 matchup of the girls. As the 3-seed Knox County leads 36-24 with 2:15 and running to go in this one. An air ball jump shot by Lindy Wynn. And Knox County gets it back, losing control of it. And it'll stay with Knox County. Substitution for both teams. Addison Spray is in the game for Schuyler County. Inbound, successful to Moss. Moss dribbles with her left, cuts inside, out west down. Kinley Johnson. Kinley Johnson stops, top of the key, got it poked away, but saved it. Now back to Moss. Moss stops, will reset her offense. Looking for options, finds an option. And Moss now driving inside. Sydney Miller, jump shot, no good. Offensive rebound pulled in, and now give out to Strain. Strain finds Mason for three. Inside to Miller again, turn around, hook shot, good. 9 points for Cindy Miller, 38-24. Knox County starting to pull away in this third quarter. As this one misses every single Schuyler County player and goes right into the hands of Cindy Miller. But Savannah Moss will slow things down as she brings it across the court. Right wing, Kinsley Johnson. Now she passes near side to Savannah Moss. Overhead pass inside to Cindy Miller, free throw strike. She'll drive with her right. Way up, right block, missed, but a foul. Miller goes to the line for two. Cindy Miller, four-year starter. Coach Kelsey Dorsey says she's the driving force. And when she's on, the team's on. First free throw's missed. She scored 1,000th point during the Highland Tournament against Scotland County. Also, the team's leading scorer averages 16.4 a game. Kelsey Dorsey also says, very versatile player. Second free throw, good. She's got double digits, 10 points for Sydney Miller. 39-24 Knox County, 105 to go, third quarter. Now up the court. And this one is broken up, stolen away by Miller. It's to Mock, as Mock will bring it up the court. Less than a minute to go in this third quarter. 39-24, Knox County. This with her left. Now it's Kinsley Johnson. Back to Mock. Mock dribbling with her right. Cuts to her left. Maybe it's the defender. Then gets it back out. Johnson cutting inside. Gives to Strange. Strange thought about a turnaround jumper, but instead gives back out of the key to Johnson. Johnson. Out right wing. Inside to Cindy Miller, right elbow. Shot, right block, jump shot, missed. But an offensive rebound. Miller brings it in. 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Drive inside. Johnson will take a jump shot. Missed it. Goes out of bounds. Stays in Collin County. Excuse me. Knox County. 9.4 seconds. 39-24. Knox County with the lead. Bounding on the baseline will be Mock. She finds it. Miller, Miller, layup, good. 12 points for Sydney Miller. She hit the deck all the way down, but she's up and she's fine. And time will expire. But Knox County has pulled away in this one. It's 41-24, Knox County. We head to the fourth quarter in 60 seconds on Information Radio Quicks at CentralMoInfo.com.
The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Schuyler County R1 School District are proud of their students and all they've accomplished. The Schuyler County School District encourages its students and athletes to continue to follow their goals and study hard on the road to success. Students, the district supports you all the way. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, and students of the Schuyler County R1 Schools encourages you to never lose focus and keep your determination strong.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A 21-7 third quarter run for the Knox County Lady Eagles puts them up 41-24 with one quarter remaining in this 3-6 matchup. On the girls' side, it's the Class 2 District 6 playoff. Knox County to inbound to begin this quarter. Inbound successful. Now to Mock. Mock dribbling, cuts back, right wing, trying to find an option. Does it Mason. Mason inside to Miller for left elbow. Inside pass to Riley Strange, puts the shot up in. Riley Strange to the board in the fourth quarter. She's got 22 points. 43-24, Knox County. Schuyler County faithful, trying to get behind their team, trying to get a run together of some sort. They were silent on the offensive side in the third quarter. And this one, completely wide of the intended target for Schuyler County, but it went off the fingertip of a Knox County defender, so it stays with Schuyler. 43-24, Knox leads, 7:23 and running to go, fourth quarter. Schuyler gives it, left wing, Buckaloo. Now inside, picked up left wing by Clifford, and now this one broken away, stolen away by Strange, and a foul call. Neither team is too bad of foul trouble at all. Knox County only has one team foul in the second half. That foul was just forced for Schuyler. It was charged. Just a seat per second. This was caught inside to Riley Strange. Shot up and one. But it doesn't go through. So Riley Strange is going to go line for two. Back to my previous point, she set a school record of 35 points. And also, she scored 21 points with Kennedy Flanagan guarding her as her first free throw is an air ball. She gets a smile. She knows it looks good. For those who don't know, Kennedy Flanagan going Division I to Western Illinois. So with a Division I recruit guarding her, she still scored 21 points. Second free throw missed. And she's just a sophomore. 43-24, Knox County. Now, top of the key. Schuyler County trying to get something going. It's win, almost. Trailed them. Back foot. And a foul called under the basket, throwing the foul, McKinley Ashelman. It'll just be the second team foul of the half. It'll be charged to Riley Strange, her third. Remember, she set out that entire second quarter because she got two first-quarter fouls, despite having 12 points. Ashelman's shot is good. She's got 11 points in double digits now, 43-26, Knox County lead. Far side wing, out back, top the key. Sandy Miller drives inside, layup with the right hand is blocked and rebounded by Ashelman. Up the court. Now, hesitating, tried to give it back to Ashelman, it didn't work. Now a three-point shot made by Dicey Creve. 8 points tonight for her. And a timeout by Knox County. We'll take it as well. Back in 30 seconds, 43-29. Knox with the lead. Back on Information Radio Quick, CentralInfo.com.
Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina and Shelbyville focuses on delivering you the best service and best products, whether it's seed, chemicals, fertilizer, propane, or fuel from their Cartrell stations in Edina and Shelbyville. Northeast Missouri Co-op is also proud to support their communities as well as different groups and projects that benefit area citizens. Northeast Missouri's future is in the hands of our youth. That's why Northeast Missouri Co-op is a proud supporter of area schools and student activities. Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina and Shelbyville believes by investing in our youth now, the dividend is a brighter future for all.
Back here, 43-29. Knox County leads. Schuyler County puts the points together. 41-24 at the end of the third quarter. 5-2 Rod. Start fourth quarter. For the Lady Rams of Schuyler County. The team's come out of the timeout. Just under 6 minutes to go in this one. 43-29, Knox County, the lead. It'll be Knox County to begin. Right baseline inbound. Complete Johnson. Now it's up to court to Mason. Stop right wing. Pass deflected. Stolen away by Schuyler County. Schuyler County now. Double teamed in the backcourt. Great defense shown by this Knox County team. And wisely, Dice Team Creve throws it off the leg of Savannah Moss to make it go out of bounds and a reset for Schuyler County. Great awareness there by Creve. Even better defense by Knox County. Couldn't come away with the ball. Now, far side wing is Creve. Creve inside. Shot put up. Missed. Offensive rebound. Put back. No good. Rebound by line ball. 5:30 to go. Miller up the court. Driving. Layup. And a block called. And the shot. More points for Sydney Miller. 14 for her. Checking out will be Marissa Buckley. She took a shot under the basket. 45-29, Knox County. Sydney Miller, chance to convert. The end one. She does. 15 for her. It's 46-29, Knox County. And now a whistle. And an off-the-ball foul call. It'll be charged to Knox County. Left baseline inbound. Upcoming for Dicey Creve. Clear up the court, and the pass is complete to Ashelman. Ashelman drives it, has it poked away. Out of bounds, stolen by Knox County. Ball. Up the court, and she'll bring it back and reset, top of the key. Poke, good steal by Moss. Over to Johnson, near side wing. Sydney Miller, left elbow, cut inside, right block, layup, no good. Rebound, Strange, put back, no good as well. Another rebound by Strange, she hits the deck on the put back, nothing called. Schuyler County brings it back up the floor. Layup is missed, but a foul called. Creve on the shot. All the foul. Montana Mason, her second. Team's fourth. Creve twice. Put the shot up. Good. 9 points for Dicey Creve. Creve. 64% free throw shooter. And she makes another one. And now she's in double digits. 10 points. 46-31, Knox County lead. 4:59 to go in this one. Schuyler County. Looking to put something together quick. Walk in the backcourt. Double team. 2-2-1 press shown by Schuyler County. Up the court now to Mason. Mason back down. Gives to Johnson. Now back to Mock. Just in front of the timeline. Dribbles to her left. Stops left wing. Almost traveled. Maybe got away with it. Cindy Miller. Missed it. Trying to poke it away. Schuyler County defender, but Miller doesn't let her. Now she gives with her left. Back out to Mock. Mock. Defended well. Now inside to Strange. Over. Right under the basket is Johnson. Shot is missed, but a rebound by Strange. And, of course, the putback is good. 24 points for Riley Strange. 48-31, Knox County lead. 4:15 to go in this one. Now pass. Top of the key. Three-point shot. Taken. Just missed. Rolled around the rim and rolled right out. Good shot, though, by Lindy Wynn. Got less than 4 minutes to go in this one. Cindy Miller, left elbow jump shot off the heel. But a rebound by Schuyler County, and it goes straight off the fingertips of Kristen Ward. So it stays with Knox County. Cindy Miller to inbound, left baseline, shoves, bounce pass, inbound, good finish for Tatum Mason. Tatum Mason's first non-three-point field goal tonight. And now this one nearly broken away and stolen by Strange. But up the court is Schuyler County. They'll step back. Three-point shot taken. No. And it goes out of bounds back to Knox County. 50-31. Knox County leads 3.5 minutes to go in this one. Preeb defending the inbounder. Doesn't work. Now a double team in the backcourt on Mock. She gets it up to Johnson. Johnson up the court, dribbling with her right. Stops. A defender stripping it away and gives back to Mock. Mock, top of the key. Pass over to her right. Mason inside to Cindy Miller. Backing up the post. Hook shot with her right. Yes. That shot's been working for her all night long. And it still works. She's got 17 points, though. Cindy Miller at 52-31 Knox. Double team in the backcourt. Mason and Miller on the defender. Miller completely stripped it away, but a jump ball called. Possession arrow points to Schuyler County. From a late whistle on that one. Sydney Miller had it completely stripped away before they called the jump ball. 3 minutes to go in this one. 52-31, Knox County. Knox almost steals it again. Right up, good pump fake, but a block under the basket by Mason. And now a foul on the backboard on Schuyler County. Knox County leads 2:48 to go in this one. Now, the whistle. But foul on the other side of the court. It'll put Riley Strange the free throw line. Strange has 24 points tonight. First free throw. Front end of a 1-1 is good. And she's got 25 points. Second free throw is missed off the heel. Rebound by Schuyler County. Three-point shot taken off the left side of the rim. Rebounded by Knox. But a whistle. Got to go back to Knox. Schuyler County foul. They'll call that one. Norm McKinley-Asherman, her third. She's 8. 1-1 upcoming for the Lady Eagles. Taking the shot will be Savannah Mock. Mock, front end, good. Savannah Mock, first point tonight. Now, checking into the game for Knox County will be Alyssa Keebler. She gets a good couple cheers from Knox County faithful. Second free throw from Savannah Mock is good. 55-31, Knox County lead. 2:35 to go in this game. Over. Far side wing. Give nearly lost it, but collecting it back and drawing a foul. Finley Roberts. 2:28 to go in this one. 55-31. Knox County leads. Roberts to inbound. Does the win. Win holds. Top of the key. Get back to Roberts. Left wing. Drives to her left. Tries to cut inside. She does. Missed everything on a layup. Attempt rebound. Cindy Miller. Just over 2 minutes to go in this one. 55-31. Knox County. Up the court. Now over to Tatum Mason. Right wing. In Cindy Miller. Top of the key. Inside. Riley Strange. Got put up. And they call it travel. She made the shot, but they call it travel. But she still got 25 points tonight. 55-31, Knox County. 2 minutes to go. This one. Top of the key. Left wing three. Good. By Dicey Freed. 13 points for her. Not enough, certainly, for Schuyler County. They trail 55-34 with a minute 35 to go in this one. Cindy Miller guarded well. Give. And Riley Strange, once again, 27 points for her. It's 57-34, a minute 25 to go. This one's poked, but tipped it for Schuyler County. Quarter three, taken again. Nystein Freeb, second straight triple. She's got 16, but again, far from enough. Schuyler County later Rams as Knox County leads 57-37. Now some substitutions will come in. It'll be Caitlin Campbell, Kylie Wood, Alyssa Peebler, Lainey Watts, Daniela Dooley, all in the game for the Lady Eagles. Dooley, near side wing, Keebler. Back to Dooley near the top of the key, dribbling with her right. Still dribbling. 50 seconds to go in this one. Overpass broken up and picked up by Keebler. Keebler will drive in, tries an outlet pass, and eventually Watts comes up with it. Give to Watts. Watts had an open look. And now, a travel will be called on Daniela Dooley. Knox County will advance to the Class 2 District 6 semifinals of this one. They lead by 20, 30 seconds to go. Dallas County, that shot is missed, rebounded by Knox. 20 seconds remain, up the court quickly for the Lady Eagles. Was Alyssa Peebler, but she threw the ball away. Now up the court is Kristen Ward. Ward's shot missed. An offensive rebound. Fought for, triple teamed under the basket. It is Allison Ingle. And this one, lose control of it. And it'll go out of bounds. And time will expire. The Knox County Lady Eagles are on to the Class 2 District 6 semifinal, winning a 57-37. We'll count up the numbers, come back, give them to you, name our outstanding player of the game. Hopefully, we can also catch up with Knox County Eagles coach Kelsey Dorsey. We'll begin the post game coming up in 2 minutes on Information Radio Quicks, CentralMoInfo.com.
Nemer Telecom is building better broadband because they understand the need for internet technology today and in the future. Internet needs will only increase over time, and Nemer Telecom is prepared. When demand outgrows satellite and wireless internet supplies, Nemer Telecom is ready. How's 100 meg sound? That's their fastest speed now. Plus, their customers get unlimited data, a secure network, and bandwidth to stream video on many devices at the same time. Visit their website, www.nemer.net, and sign up today.
Lancaster Lumber has the building supplies you need if you're building it yourself and for those fix-it-up projects that you need to get done. Thinking of a new garage or a pole barn? Lancaster Lumber has the right materials for you. Their pole barns are built to withstand all elements. For all your lumber needs and quality building supplies, visit Lancaster Lumber today or check them out online at lancasterlumber.com. Lancaster Lumber is a full-service hardware store and looks forward to helping you build.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Back at Schuyler County Middle School, as the Knox County Lady Eagles knocking off the Schuyler County Lady Rams 57-37. Let's go over the numbers for you first. For Schuyler County Lady Rams, Dyson Freed led the way with 16. McKinley Ashelman had 11. Sidney Roberts had 5. And Lindy Witt had 2. Riley Strange led the way, of course, with 27 points, but that came without a single minute in that second quarter. She picked up 2 fouls in that first quarter. We'll confirm that with Kelsey Dorsey when she comes up here, if she didn't need to play a minute in that second quarter. But despite that, if that's true, 27 points in 3 quarters, pretty incredible. Sydney Miller, second on the team with 17. Tatum Mason with 11. Savannah Mock with 2. I talked to Kelsey Dorsey pregame. I asked who her big players were. She gave me 4 names, and those 4 names were the 4 scorers for the Knox County Lady Eagles tonight. All 57 of their points coming from Riley Strange, Sydney Miller, Tatum Mason, and Savannah Mock. Over on to Crest. Violin and South Shelby girls playing right now. Last update we had there, 37-21. Violin at the half. We're going to take a break. We will be joined post game by Kelsey Dorsey. It's give her time to talk to her team and coming up here. So we'll be back and we'll talk with Kelsey Dorsey after this on Information Radio Clips, CentralMoInfo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back...
This week on Tips for Better Relationships, presented by Show Me Healthy Relationships, we're talking about being a step-parent.
Step-parenting is a difficult skill to master. Figuring out the expectations of your role is one of the biggest struggles, and obviously, it's different in every family. So starting off slowly is key. It's important to allow relationships time to develop. So take your time. You and your stepchildren need time to adjust. Be patient, as they're still trying to figure out the new family dynamic too. Another tip is to be open to change. Being flexible with your expectations shows your stepchildren that you're trying to make it work. And they'll know you're in this for the long run.
This has been Tips for Healthy Relationships, presented by Show Me Healthy Relationships. Learn more about successful step-parenting through Smart Steps. Find a free course near you at showmehealthyrelationships.com. Show Me Healthy Relationships, strong couples, stable families, better Missouri.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Side and Strickland's has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or sideandstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
MazooMac offers you the best of both worlds. MazooMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MazooMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MazooMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-259-8642. 800-259-8642. 800-259-8642.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
When your project calls for only the...
Thank you.
We are back on Information Radio Quicks at CentralMoinfo.com. Joined post-game by Knox County Lady Eagles coach Kelsey Dorsey. Coach, first off, good win. What did you see from your team?
I saw determination. I mean, we knew coming into this it was going to be a tough game after facing them on our home court. I mean, anytime you face someone on their home court, it's going to be tough. And I just saw us not give up. I mean, going from scoring 18 points in the first quarter to only 2 in the second, we had to readjust. I mean, we got away from what our game plan was, but after that talk, we knew, hey, we got to get back to this in order to win this game because they're scrappy, and we've got to make sure we're being aggressive on and off the court. So I just saw what our team can do.
Played a close first half there throughout, and then in that third quarter, went on a 21-7 run in the entirety of that third quarter. What went into that?
I think Riley Strange. I mean, we got her taken out, and I think it was the first quarter with a couple cheap fouls, and if her or Sydney aren't in the game for us, it's tough. And so once she got back in there, she's a force to be reckoned with. I mean, she, I will argue, one of the strongest and best post players out there in this area. And so she stepped up big for us and got the job done.
Yeah, you mentioned Riley Strange. She had 27 points. It's pretty much just three quarters of play. So how crucial is it for her to consistently step up for you to go far?
It's super crucial. I mean, not only her, but the whole team. I mean, we, when team scout us, they know that she's going to be one that's a top scorer for us. And so it's all there, double teaming on her a few times. And I mean, she broke through it. That's just Riley Strange for you. She's not in a bad way, but she's a bull. She's a big old horse, and she will fight her way through everything. And even though she's a sophomore, she has the determination of just being a really huge veteran player for us. And I mean, even Sydney Miller out there, great leader. Savannah Mock, great leader. I mean, we just have a lot of leaders on our team that get us through.
What kind of areas of improvement do you want to see heading into the semis?
Just consistency scoring. I mean, we go up 18 on them in the first and then only 2 points in that second quarter. I mean, coming later on in postseason, that's not going to cut it. We've got to make sure we're consistently scoring each quarter at least double digits, because if not, it's going to be tough. And just defense, making sure we're getting stops and not letting them get too many second chances underneath.
And finally, just overall, looking ahead, if you had to pinpoint one key area, what do you think would be moving forward?
Like,
just moving on to this tournament, if you could pinpoint one key area, would it be on the defensive side or the offensive side? Obviously, as Riley Strange, if you could prevent her from getting two fouls in the first quarter, would probably help.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would say both. I mean, you can't win a game without defense, and you can't win a game without offense. So we've got to make sure we're firing on both cylinders for that to push us far in this postseason. And, I mean, I think we have a good chance of winning. But like I said, we've got to make sure we're doing our offensive game, and we've got to make sure we're doing our defensive game.
Kelsey Dorsey, head coach of Knox County after a 57-37 win. Coach, thanks so much for joining us postgame. Congrats on the win.
Thank you very much.
And that will do it for us for our coverage here. Of course, you can hear the conclusion of the other game taking place at Schuyler County High School right now. Scott Lutze over there, that taking place on press. But for here, we will sign off. Well, the Carter is board office back station for Scott Lutze. We split locations tonight. He started here. I came here the second game. I started on press. Of course, he's there for that second game. For everyone, for the district organizers, for settling everything, for the